I haven't got a passage to focus on. I've got passages to reflect upon and to have a look at as we go through. But to start us off, to make sure you know I'm well grounded, we're going to just read Luke 11, verses 2 to 4. We're looking at the whole idea of a spiritual discipline of prayer. And in context, Luke 11, Jesus there was praying, and when he's finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray," just as John taught his disciples. So then we pick up the verses that said, he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, give us each day our daily bread, forgive our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation.'" I'm not going to read the rest of it at the moment because we're going to pick that up a little bit later on. Tonight I was given just a little heading called Spiritual Discipline of Prayer. And I'm quite a disorganized person if I'm allowed to my own devices. So discipline is very precious to me because if I have disciplines, I become more organized. If I have no disciplines, I will go completely haywire. I don't mind telling you, I have had dyslexia from, ever since I've known myself, and it's always been a frustration. And part of my dyslexia, I can easily get muddled and all jumbled up. So discipline is a very important subject to me, because if I'm disciplined, I can get things sorted out. And I think when we come to prayer, we can either muddle through prayers or we can be disciplined in our prayers. Some people just say, I'm going to pray today. Then tomorrow they might not. But if we have a habit or a discipline of prayer, I believe that is better. If we believe God is my everything, then we should be talking to him every day, in every way, in every situation. The other thing you might like to know about me is I have a very simple faith. I believe God is my Father, and if he's my Father and I'm his child, we need to talk to one another. I get very impressed with all these lovely, polished, holy sort of Christians who use all these lovely words, and they tell me we must have intercession and all these other fancy words. But I boil it down to we need to talk to God. We need to tell him what's on our heart. We need to express our maybe anger, maybe our frustration. We need to tell him that we love him. We may tell him there's someone hurting over here and we want to remember them. Please help them. If prayer is talking to God, who is our Father, and I believe it is, why is it that so many Christians don't pray or find it hard to pray? If the church puts on a prayer meeting, it's guaranteed it's not going to be well attended. But if it's talking to God, who is our Father, it should be the packed meeting in church, shouldn't it? If prayer is important. See, we know it's important. I think most Christians will say, yeah, it's important. But we find it difficult, don't we? We find it difficult. You go to a Christian bookshop and there's heaps and heaps of books, how to pray, what to pray, prayer books, all sorts. There's all them over there. But why do we find it hard to pray? Why is this prayer thing so hard? In our spiritual disciplines, the Word of God and prayer are well up there as a very important thing to do. To read our Bible, to pray, but still people find it hard. We need to have a discipline. This service is called Hungry for God. If we're hungry for God, then why is prayer so neglected? We need to speak to Him, speak to the Father. See, I belong to a mission, and it's called a faith mission. That means we must ask God for everything that we have, and He will provide it. So prayer is quite a high priority in our family and in our working everyday life. Prayer is important. Prayer is key. I looked up in the Bible, not in the Bible, in the dictionary. That's the other book sometimes I talk to read. A discipline is to train and develop by instruction, especially when it comes to self-control. There's not much self-control in this world at the moment. So let's have a look at prayer. Prayer is a part of our relationship with God. And we need to be getting the idea that we need to be talking to this God. But if prayer is only talking to God, I think we only got it half sorted. Because surely prayer is using these two. I know you can't see them, because they're so good looking, my ears, I have to keep them covered. But we need to do some listening too. And sometimes I think this is the hardest thing. Maybe it's a man thing, I don't know, because I'm not a lady. But I find it very hard to sit still and listen. I want to do something, like Rich said. You need to do something. But listening to God is so important. It's so hard, though. And you know, one thing I find, because I need to do something, so I go for a walk. I go for a nice walk away from everybody. I love the countryside. Being a Dorsetman, I love the countryside. To me, Dorset is God's back garden. You know, in the front, you put on the show for the neighbours. But in the back garden, you express your real self. And I think God expresses real self in Dorset. So if you want a nice holiday, don't go down to Cornwall. That's a bit further. You go to Dorset. You'll see the beauty of God's back garden. But I love it outside. You can hear God. For me, you can hear God. To sit by the sea, you can hear God. Well, I can hear God. So we need to find the places, wherever it might be, to listen to God. Maybe listening is the hardest thing to do, but maybe it's the first thing we should do. To listen to God. To listen to His voice. Because if we go back to that verse, is what I just read before, Jesus says, when you pray, not if you pray, when you pray. So Jesus assumed that we would be praying. Say, Father. See, Jesus, I believe this is a pattern for us to pray. It's not just a prayer we rattle off because we have nothing else to say. So we must say the Lord's Prayer. Boop, 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 you know, automatic mode. But this is also a pattern of prayer. So he begins by giving us Father. So who are we speaking to? We're speaking in a relationship to a father. And it says, hallowed be your name. That's a lovely word. We use that a lot, don't we, in everyday language, hallowed. But we don't. Hallowed means to make something holy. Hallowed. So we're saying, we're talking to a father who is holy by name. That's where we begin in prayer. We come to God who is holy. And then it goes, your kingdom come. And long time ago, before Nick arrived on the scene, we had a lovely study here about the kingdom of God in our home groups. And I always remember that, how that's so powerful, how we've been praying that God's kingdom would come in this world of ours. I scared a member of the congregation on Thursday. This is one of my confessions again. I scared them because they said to me, Kenny, I know you go to Birmingham on a Thursday afternoon to do a Christian book table to talk to people. And I took this person with me, and his name will remain nameless, and they were terrified at how I was treated by people, how people would willingly insult you, willingly shout at you. But there were also people who wanted to know Jesus. So that's not hallowed. We make something holy. We claim that holy place, the opposite of the world around us. And we bring that kingdom, God's blessing, into the world around us. That's the beginning of our prayer. Then we come with our request, which is a daily request. Because in my Bible it says, give us each day our daily bread. Not give us each week, each month, each year. But it says, give us each day. So that might mean to me, that means we have to be talking to God each day. Otherwise we'll go hungry the other day, won't we? If we're not praying, give us our bread each day, there'll be some days when we're going without bread. We're not talking to him on those days. So it must be a daily prayer. And there's a lovely thing here. It says, forgive us our sins. So many people I meet who tell me they don't sin. Well, they don't need to pray this then. But we all need forgiveness, don't we? We might have to understand what sin really is. And I always think sin is breaking God's heart. It's doing the stuff that hurts God. And it's not good for us either. Forgive us our sins. And then the hard one, it says, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. Do we? That's what prayer is. Being Christ-like to those around us. And lead us not into temptation. Lord, help us to go the ways that we won't be tempted. In other words, know yourself, know your weaknesses, know those places where it's going to be hard. But Lord, you know them, so guide us, lead us in those places. I met a man in Canada. His journey to work, usually if he walked directly to work, would only take him about 10 to 15 minutes. But it used to take him nearly 40 minutes to go to work. Because he knew if he went the direct route, there'll be casinos and things like that where he'd be tempted to walk in and gamble because he had a gambling problem. So he went 40-minute walk around where the casinos would not be. Lead us not into temptation. Do something about it. Now Andy can push his buttons again. He'll be a very happy man back there. We look at Acts 1:4. Thank you, Andy. He's a lovely man, isn't he? They all joined together continually in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. So this shows us prayer is not only a solo effort, it's a coming together. It's a family gathering. It's coming together as a church family to pray and to have fellowship one another. Okay, then Andy can push a button again, and we all have Acts 4:24. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you've made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. So people, when they come together, they raise their voices in prayer. And look who they talk to. It's Sovereign Lord, the one who's in charge. The one who made heaven and earth and the sea and everything in it. We focus on the Creator God. Not only Father God, but the Creator God. Not only Creator God, but the Sovereign God and the Maker of heaven and earth. And then we have Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So here again is that confession, this seeking forgiveness. And I love, it might not be a good way of thinking of it, but I think it's very smart. The justified is just as if I have never sinned. I'd like that to remember justified. Just if I have never sinned. So therefore, since we have been justified through faith, so we must have a living faith. That only can come if we have a living relationship. And look at that. We have peace with God. That's one of my favorite phrases, peace with God. Sometimes this world can be very troubled. On my book table in Birmingham, it can get very troubled. But to find peace with God is something wonderful to find, that inner peace. Doesn't matter about what's happening around you, you've got this peace within. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. So the discipline of prayer and the pursuit and practice of a personal communication we have available between God and us. It is the spoken prayers, but also the unspoken prayer. And I love the unspoken prayer. Sometimes I run out of words. I know that's hard to believe. But I do. I run out of words. And then we can have the unspoken words. God knows what's going on. He understands us 100%. Prayer is not going to God with a selfish wish list and to get God on your side. That is not prayer. Prayer is listening to God and speaking with him. Prayer is meant to line us up in Christ and to conform us to him. So prayer builds us up in him. In him. This makes us willing and able to express praise to God and to seek him more and more. More and more. I wish I could have eloquent words, but maybe God just wants to hear our hearts. Maybe he wants us to just to speak with him, to confess what we've done wrong, to praise him and thank him for all his goodness. I think a warning might pop in here. If we refuse to pray, if we refuse to pray to God, we're really opposing God's will. God has called us into a relationship and we say, no, God, well, I'm not going to do any of this prayer business. We're ignoring God. I can't think of anything worse than ignoring God. So how might we pray? What's some things that we can do to get us going in this prayer business. I like it when we get up in the morning. I like to begin the morning with prayer. I'm not a super spiritual person, but it's good to start the day with prayer. I tried to make it my practice to speak to God before I speak to man. And I think that's a good thing to do. But I do say good morning to Madhu, though. I think that's allowed. My usual practice is to, when I get up, I won't tell you all the bits and pieces, the normal bits and pieces. Anyway, after I make a cup of tea, that's very important to me, to have a cup of tea, and I bring one up to Madhu, say good morning to Madhu, then I'll have my time of prayer. What do we do in prayer in the morning, someone might ask? We all have busy schedules. How about talk to God about your day ahead? Just go through what you're going to do that day. Don't worry about all the fancy words and all that business. Just talk to him about your day. Don't worry about long time. If you have never done this before, start small. 5 minutes is okay. Talk to God. You can spare 5 minutes. Tell him about your day. And then get into your day. And go through your day. And maybe when you come home at night and before you sleep, maybe you want to review your day, what you've done, and give thanks for the things you've done and the conversations you had. Another 5 minutes at the end of the day. Start small and grow on it. Grow in that time. Just talk to him about the day. Talk to him about your family. One thing me and Madhu have made a habit of since our two were little, to pray for them every single day. Pray for your children every day. At least once. At least they're the precious gift that God has given us. So we should talk to our Father about our children each and every day. And we have, and we still do. So start small. Talk to God. Keep in mind this Lord's Prayer, this lovely little pattern of prayer. Keep the Lord's Prayer as a guide and to seek him daily and ask him for his kingdom to come into your family, into your household, into your work life and around. Focus on God. I really recommend a special place in your house. I don't know where that special place might be. I'm really so excited when we moved into our little house in Hell's Owen. We had this spare room that nobody uses. So I put some bookshelves up there and made it into a little study. It's not very big. You have to go outside to change your mind. But it's big enough to have a place where you can go. Your, as Helen said, your place of meeting with God. Your special place. I believe it was the mother of the Wesley boys that she used to have a great big apron, and she used to pull up the apron over her head, that when their children saw that their mum had the apron over their head, she was talking to God and they should not disturb her. And we need to have those places where we can have a place that people know. Joseph and Grace, even when they were small, they knew that when Dad gets up in the morning, he'll be talking to God. So don't disturb him, only if the house is on fire. So that's a good tip to have. You know, if the house is on fire, go and tell Dad. So yes, we need to find our place, that quiet place where we can meet with God. I don't recommend praying in front of the TV. When your favourite show's on TV and you're sat there, you think, oh, it's a good time to pray. It's going to be some distractions going on there. George Brewer, the founder of OM, told us when we got back from our mission, we should put a world map over the top of over the front of our screen, so we can pray for the world instead of being distracted what's on TV. But that's a bit extreme. So we need to set our minds on God, first thing in the morning, last thing at night. Let Jesus be in our thinking and throughout the day. If we get stuck what to pray, pick up a newspaper, listen to the news, pray for whatever is on the news. That's a good place to do. I also recommend you read prayer letters from people who are working in different places to be inspired to pray for around the world. It's so good to do that, to be disciplined in praying for people, praying for the people in different countries. There are so many people who are suffering and so much going on that we need to be talking to our Father about. So start small, pray, seek God, and remember the Lord's Prayer. We all love the Lord's Prayer, but remember it's also a pattern to pray. And I want to read it one more time, and then we'll close. But I'm going to read the extra verses at the end, which sometimes we seem to neglect. So let's read that again. Jesus said, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not in temptation." Then he said to them, "Suppose one of you have a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey hath come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.' Then the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread, because he is a friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him something to eat. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive. He who seeks, finds. To him who knocks, the door will be open." That's prayer, isn't it? Continually seeking God. Continually asking God. And God is a Father who continually wants to bless you and answer you. Now, some of your prayers might be, no. Some of your prayers might be, not yet. But often, it is, yes, my child. I know you were going to come and ask for that. God knows what we're going to pray, but he loves to hear our words to him. Let's just pause and end with a prayer. Father, you know that I love to call you Father. When anyone says, "Kenny, what's your favorite name for God?" It's Father. And you know, Lord, that my father might be a bit distant and we never really had a good relationship. But you, the Father that's been with me all these years, walking with me, providing for us as a family, given us so much richness that we could never imagine. Lord, you blessed our family by giving us Holy Trinity as friends and people here who love us so dearly. Pray that in this discipline of prayer, each one of us would know that we can talk to you as a Father who loves us and knows us and longs to bless us and give us beyond our wildest dreams. So what's the problem? Why are we not praying? Father, have mercy and hear our prayer. Thank you, Father. Amen.